Let me welcome you to our 16th annual graduation of Temple Baptist School. We're glad you're all here to celebrate the accomplishments of our graduates tonight. And may the Lord bless you for coming. I pray that it means the world to the graduates as they are celebrating all the years of labor and work and all the planning and prayer of the parents and teachers. We're just glad you came today to make this a special night. Let's bow forward to prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight that you've blessed these young people with opportunity. Lord, you've blessed them with the minds to be able to do the work. Father, I think many times we forget how privileged we are to be able to have good minds. And then, Lord, I know we forget how privileged we are to have good places to study and to learn, good teachers. Lord, most of all, we're grateful that we have a Savior that provided our home in heaven. And Lord, that all that we do would point toward our service for you, no matter what job you give us, no matter what endeavor of study we prepare for. Lord, all of it is determined about how we please you. And I pray that you would bless tonight, that all that we do would lift you up. Lord, that it'd be an encouragement to these students and their parents for all the many years of labor and sacrifice. In your name we pray. Amen. Welcome all of you, as these are our three graduates tonight. We are very proud of them, and we look forward to a great evening. Let's all stand. We're going to sing together, and I'm going to ask Jonathan Manchesky to come.
And the words are just on the back of your program.
God, the all-wise and creator of the human intellect, guide our search for truth and knowledge, all our thoughts and ways direct. Help us build the towers of learning that would make us wise, astute. On the rock of Holy Scripture, truth revealed and absolute. The shores of learning, there are still uncharted seas, and they call to bold adventure those who turn from sloth and ease. But we need thy hand to guide us in the studies we pursue, and the presence of thy Spirit to illumine all we do. May the things we learn so meager never lift our hearts in pride, till in foolish self-reliance we would wander from thy side. Let them only bind us closer more to Thee in whom we find. Mary, fountain, head of wisdom, light and life of all mankind.
You may be seated. And we will now hear from the senior high choir.
On behalf of Temple Baptist School, I would like to welcome Dr. Pittman, Dr. Dalton, Dr. Alvarez, teachers, family, friends, and guests to our 2016 high school graduation. It is our pleasure to have you here tonight to participate in this special event. Although we are the smallest graduating class in Temple Baptist School history, we were able to make some pretty big and special memories. The three of us each had the opportunity to participate on the sports team here at TBS. It was definitely a season of experiences that helped us develop our character and perseverance. We also got to be part of one of the biggest snow breaks here at TBS because of the 30-inch blizzard that we had in January. We got to have six extra days off of school, which was basically another Christmas break. Then to top off our year, we spent our senior day in Washington, D.C. in the pouring rain. Of course, out of all the beautiful spring days that we had been having, our trip had to be on that day, but it was definitely worth it. Senior year is one of the biggest times in your life to make future decisions. For those of you who know me very well, I'm very indecisive, and that's probably one of my biggest struggles. Because of that, it was hard for me to figure out what the Lord's will is for my life. But after hearing many sermons and talking with my parents, I learned that the right decision only comes through prayer and having faith that God knows what is best for your life. Psalm 16:11 says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." So when a tough decision does come and you're afraid of making the wrong decision, just trust God and pray, because he will give you the desires of your heart. And his plan for your life is better than anything that you could ever decide on your own. I would also like to say a quick thank you to my parents. I can't even begin to explain. They've been so helpful and so supportive in my life throughout this year. And although I'm stubborn sometimes, and I don't want to listen to them, they always they want to give me advice and lead me in the right direction. And I'm just so thankful for you guys. Thank you. So, welcome, and thank each of you again for celebrating with the Temple Baptist School graduating class of 2016. I pray that our lives will always be a testimony in giving God the glory. Thank you.
I have two awards I need to give out tonight. The first one is, I'm calling this the Conqueror Award. It goes to Myrna. Myrna has been in our school since K-3, so she started in the fall of 2001. So that's a long time, and we don't know what we're going to do with her gone. We're not sure how we're going to operate with Myrna not being here, but we have a nice award for her as a commemoration of K-3 through 12. So Myrna, please come up. We also have some flowers for her mother, because after all, her mother did a lot of work here. One of the things that of joy of here, working here is that we get to work with people who are very good at what they do. And we have one faculty member who has reached the 15th year plateau. And we can't run our high school without this gentleman. It's Mr. Brian Gustafson. So we have something for him, a pen with his name engraved and a check. So Brian, thank you very much.
Dr. Pittman, Dr. Dalton, Dr. Alvarez, family, friends, and fellow graduates, Hannah and Nathan. I would like to start off by saying, Ms. Grant, I made sure to type this speech in Times New Roman font just for you. At the top of this speech, I wrote, "To God be the glory." I wrote this because I remember in fourth grade, Ms. Lyons made us write this on every single piece of paper we wrote in class. And today I write it because, graduates, today is the day we give God all the glory for bringing us to this monumental place in our lives. Here, among these walls, lie 172 days, 1,232 and two-third hours, 73,960 minutes, and 4,437,600 seconds of memories. Now multiply that by the number of years that you have been in school. For us graduates, that's a whole lot of memories filled with laughter, tears, sweat, especially after taking those exams, sleepless nights, food, trips to D.C. in the rain, endless conversation, and did I mention food? We are surrounded with amazing people we get to call friends who not only give us physical food, but also encourage us to be filled with the spiritual food we need most importantly. We made some awesome memories with you guys. You will be the part I miss the most of high school. Graduates, today is the day we made our final and last memories here at Temple Baptist School. Speaking about memories, do you guys remember that day in chapel? We all became very emotional after sharing how deeply thankful we were for our teachers. Well, now I am going to do that again, but hopefully without the tears. Being here at Temple Baptist School for 15 years has allowed me to think of Temple as more than a school. It has allowed me to think of it as a home filled with friends and families. These 15 years, I have had the chance to be taught by 17 amazing teachers who clearly show the love of God in every different way possible. Coming to school every morning and having Ms. Grant as our homeroom teacher allowed me not only to wake up completely every morning, but also to brighten my day up with the quirkiness she shows that we all love. Thank you, Ms. Grant. Thank you, Mr. Carlson, for those deep talks in Bible class about having a good relationship, not just with God, but with others as well. Your class became my favorite Bible class ever because you did not teach us to just to give us a grade, but you made sure that every lesson you taught was more than just a story, but an applicable lesson that could be implemented in our everyday life. Mr. Montesky, thank you for showing me the love of God through every piece of music we sing. Your class and those red pants will be dearly missed. Ms. Johnson, thank you. Thank you for showing me that I can actually love and be good in science. Who knew? Your class was by far the funnest and most interesting of them all. For me, at least. Thank you, Ms. Scott, for guiding us on how to think as individuals, for giving us all those opportunities and those heated debates to think for ourselves and to come up with our own conclusion. Mr. G., math was my favorite class, but unfortunately, that status changed in the year of trigonometry. Thank you for all the time and effort you place on us and the patience you demonstrated with teaching almost every student in high school. Your skillfulness to turn math into a Bible lesson is truly admirable. Miss Daly, thank you for being the only teacher I can think of that has the skill for teaching Spanish to one student, to a one student class, and having the ability to and knowledge and patience to teach me as if it was a 20 person class. People have said it before, and I will say it again. You have become a school mom for all of us because of the motherly love you show for every student here. Thank you, Mr. List, for being real. Real in every aspect, for teaching, to counseling, to helping us in any way possible. You are the real deal. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Dalton, for being, I think, and I'm sure a lot of students can agree with, the coolest principal in the entire world. Dr. Dalton, thank you for every single moment you spent trying to make this school a better place for us students. You have my utmost respect, and I thank you for being my principal these 15 years. I also want to thank my family. Oh, you guys, thank you for being the best family ever. If I could choose who was in my family, you guys would be on the top of my list. Yesterday, my aunt was telling me the new phrase she had learned to say in English. It was the phrase, blood is thicker than water. And it got me thinking that this phrase goes well with us because no matter what life threw our way, we stay together through every trial. I would not have chosen a better crazy family to have gone through life with. Thank you for all the encouragement, the love, and laughter that filled me up when I got back from school. Thank you to my cousins, who are more like siblings, who have all been an example in my life and for setting a precedent in my life to follow. Most importantly, I want to thank my mothers. Yes, I said mothers, plural. Because I was lucky enough to be able to receive the love from two amazing, strong women. Thank you for showing me to never give up no matter what happens and to persevere through the ways of life with joy of the Lord and a smile on my face. Finally, I would like to address my fellow graduates with this lesson I learned. Graduates, among us lie not only wonderful memories and amazing teachers, but lessons that will continue to guide us through the path God has chosen for us. Here lies the lesson of perseverance through all those tough times we thought we couldn't handle. But here we all are. Congratulations, you made it. Here lies the lesson of doing your best in everything we do, from singing a song in choir to taking our final exams. Here lies the lesson of being wise in every decision that we do, because what we do affects who we are. Here lies the lesson of being honest in every small, insignificant thing that we do or say. And finally, here lies the lesson of being different. We live in a world that is becoming corrupt more and more every day. We are graduating today and moving on into a world that needs a difference. A difference that needs to shine beyond the darkest of dark. Graduates, we might only be three, but a cluster of stars shines brighter than a single star in the night sky. Whatever we do and whatever we and wherever we go, make sure to always let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Congratulations, class of 2016. P.S. Shout out to Monica, Layla, Dina, Alexa, Jose, Stephanie, Beatriz, Daniela. Love you with all the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for these three graduates. I thank you for Myrna and Hannah and Nathan and the work that they've put in over these years, so much time. And I ask that you would bless them, that you would reach into each of their hearts at this crucial juncture, and you would help them to follow you in wherever you lead them, whatever school, whatever occupation, with friends and maybe marriage and things like that in the future. Father, there's a lot of decisions to be made, and I ask that you be their counselor through all of that, and that your word would be paramount in their hearts. I ask that you would guide and direct them, and that you would bless them, and that we would see wonderful things that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our 16th graduation speaker has a distinguished academic record, and he has degrees to spare. He has a BS in agriculture from the National Agrarian University in Lima, Peru, a master's in soil science from the same, a PhD in biochemistry from the University of Georgia, and he has another doctorate, a doctorate in curriculum and instruction from the University of West Florida. He's been a key faculty member at Pensacola Christian College since 1997, where he teaches courses in the science, and he's a favorite because of his knowledge and his personality and his willingness to help students. It's not a stretch to say that Dr. Alvarez has influenced many high school students here at Temple because he's taught our science teachers. Mr. Liss had him for undergraduate and graduate classes, as has Ms. Johnson. So as a teacher, his impact has gone beyond his immediate sphere of influence. Dr. Alvarez came to know Jesus Christ as Savior during his sophomore year in high school, and he's very devoted to the cause of Christian education. He's well-loved at Pensacola because he's helpful. He's not an academic that's remote with his head in the clouds. He's personal. He's helpful, and he loves people. So students ask for help. He's not there just understanding the concept. He's assisting in their quest to get into medical school. It is not unusual for him to go to medical school graduations and hood people that he's helped as they graduate. They've asked him to be part of that special ceremony. And he's active in taking students to South America on mission trips. He's leaving tomorrow for another mission trip. I have to do full disclosure. I don't call him Dr. Alvarez because he's family. My son married his daughter. So to me, he's a wonderful dad to my daughter-in-law. And he has two sons, Sam and Carlos. We very much appreciate Dr. Alvarez coming tonight.
Thank you to Dalton. Thank you to Pittman and faculty. Very difficult to live up to that introduction. May I have a copy for my wife, please? She's never going to believe it. She's not here because she's not coming with me to the mission trip. She used to come with me, but she fell and broke some bones in her arm and her shoulder, and she just has now pain all the time, and that's the reason why she's not here. But it's been a pleasure. I appreciate the invitation. As you can tell, English is not my first language. It doesn't take very long to find out. I was born in Lima, Peru. I was raised there. I came to the States when I was about 30. I was an older guy. I came to get my PhD at the University of Georgia. They don't call them old guys anymore. I was a student of a traditional age. That's, you know, political liberals, that's what I ended up being. But I did, I got saved when I was a sophomore in high school, and that's interesting. My parents put me in a Christian school because it was a good school. And I was a good student, and they say, well, you should go to that school. And they told him, they told my dad, you can exempt him from Bible classes because my family was Roman Catholic. My dad said, no, that's fine. You know, he can get all the Bible. That's okay. We believe the Bible, too, and they do. And I got saved. But the thing that I remember the most when I got to school is they gave me my uniform, and it has a seal. And it said, Timor Domini Initium Sapiente. I'm like, wow, that's cool. In Latin, you know. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. Then I found out it's a Bible verse. It's Proverbs 1:7. You know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that is the motto of my school, and that I took as my personal life verse. And I was motivated by that. And then when I was, like you guys, graduating, I didn't know what to do, and that is very common. But I had a cousin who came to the States, and he got a PhD from Cornell University in New York. And he came back when I was a junior, and he showed me science, and he planted potatoes, and we did experiments, and I got, I mean, this is it, science. So I went for science, got my degrees, and then came to the States, got 2 doctorates. My wife said that I have more degrees than a thermometer, and that's enough. I told her, I would like to get 1 more, and she's like, I'll kill you. Because she has to put up with all the stuff. But I thought about it, and the Lord worked it out in such a way. When I was at the University of Georgia, the guy who was the pre-med advisor for the whole school, Dr. Sansing, he traveled a lot, and I kind of liked what I was doing. I was getting biochemistry, molecular biology, so he asked me to cover for him when he was out of town teaching biochemistry for pre-meds. And the kids are there because they need that grade, and he is well-known. So I started subbing for him. When he will be out of town, I'll teach his class. Well, they gave me a class. You know, they take, you can teach, so they gave me a class. Now, English is not my first language. Somehow they understand what I say. But I start teaching that, and I got a lot of experience on working with pre-meds. When I got to Pensacola Christian College, first day in the work, they told me, you are the pre-med advisor. I'm like, I don't know anybody in this place, you know, and that's what I did. And through the years, the Lord has given me the chance to work with students, not only medical school, dental school, but also graduate school, you name it. I have the pleasure to talk to them. And I have developed a few things that I want to share with you briefly, graduates, so you can take into consideration. I have a lot of high school students that come and talk to me, and I give them the same thing. There are 3 things that I always tell them, and I'll share that with you. The first thing comes from the verse that I just mentioned. Now, you will excuse me, but I have them written down, the verses, because they are not only in English, but they are the King James Version, which is Shakespearean English, and that's very difficult for me to remember. When I was in high school, I took British literature, and with a British teacher, with records at that time, most of you don't know what records are, but we had records, and I listened to Hamlet. I'm like, Hamlet, you know? Okay, so I could never figure out the thing, you know? So I thought it was an interesting story, kind of sad. But so I had to write down. I used my Spanish Bible, and I'm glad that there are some Spanish-speaking people around here. God, you need to learn the language. We're taking over. Okay, so in a few years, you better understand. Yeah, besides tacos and things, there are a lot more words that we have in our language. But it turns out that Proverbs 1:7, the verse says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And most of us are familiar with it. But the second half of the verse is, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You want to be a fool? You don't want to be a fool. But that's what the Bible talks about. People that don't like to study instruction and wisdom, they are fools. So 2 things. Number 1, you should have a love for science. And Milda mentioned that, and I had Miss Johnson so far. In 2 weeks, is going to be Mrs. Sorry, I can't pronounce your last name. I told her, I bet there is a W in there, and there is a W in there. She was my student, great student. This is God's creation. Why are we abandoning it, letting the evolutionists take over? And we should study science. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. The next verse that I have is in Ecclesiastes 9:10, and it says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with might." That means that anything that you want to do it with all your heart, with all your enthusiasm, with all your energy. And the third verse that is well known is Ecclesiastes 12:1. And you know that, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Now, God is an intelligent individual. If the Lord says that the years, these evil years, are going to come to your life, it's because they are. Not because you're a sinner necessarily, or because you're going to mess up your life. This is just the way how things are. So he says, remember God when you are young, because there's going to be a time in your life later on when you are going to have a lot of trouble and difficulties. So before that happens, build up your faith, you know. And you have great teachers, Mr. Carlson, Mr. Gustafson. They give you those foundations, and Pastor Pittman, of course, who is a very favorite preacher at Pensacola Christian College. I mean, he comes from missions conference, and people just flock to hear him. That's the kind of foundation that you have to build. So I got three things from these verses. Number one, work hard. Work hard. My theory is that you can be whatever you want to be. If you want to be a musician, some people say, well, you have to be born with that musician talent. There are people born with like that. I've known some of them. But most of us, we just have to work. Okay? I have students in my class. They will memorize those books, go to medical school, like going to kindergarten, no problem. They'll go amazing, geniuses. We have one here, Nick Nikita, by the way, 4.0, you know, all the way through, going to medical school, no question about it. Yeah, there are some of those guys around. Most of us, we have to work, all right? Because I read something, get distracted, forgot it. I have to read it again. So work hard. Whatever you want to do, whatever the path is that you have chosen in your life, work hard. Now, sometimes, you know what? You don't have choices. Like, I was in Peru. I got my degrees. I got all the way that I could go in Peru to a master's degree. And then they offered me to come to the States to do a PhD in biochemistry. Now, I was a plant biologist. I was working with potatoes. You know, my daughter is raising potatoes and my son-in-law, and I saw those potatoes. I can tell potatoes from here. I know exactly those potatoes because I got potatoes all over the place. You know that there are three different types of edible potatoes in the Andes? I was up there in the mountains, you know, collecting those things. They're delicious. Really good. You cannot fry them because they disappear. They have so much minerals and vitamins. Anyway, so I was a potato guy, all right? Would you believe there is an International Center of Potatoes? There is an institution called the International Potato Center. I work for them. They pay me well. And all they do is potatoes. And then they offer me a biochemistry, come to the University of Georgia, get a PhD in biochemistry, human biochemistry. Now, there's a big difference between humans and potatoes. You know, now there are couch potatoes, but that's a whole different science. And you know what? It wasn't exactly my first choice, but that was the opportunity that God was giving me. And I said, sure I will. Sure I will. At the same time, the International Potato Center that I was working with, they offered me a job. And they said, well, wait, we want you to be our representative in Africa, in Burundi. And like, I'm thinking about it. My wife is like, what are you thinking about? I want to go to the States. I said, let's go to Africa. That might be beautiful. And the guy who I was replacing, he came to headquarters. And I asked him, hey, how is the job? And he said, it pays well, but it's really difficult. I mean, the problems with health and sanitation, all the viruses that are showing up. He said, really, if you want to go, go yourself. Don't take your family because it's difficult. It just, you know, it's one of the poorest countries in the area. And so my wife said, let's go to the States. So I took that, and I did my PhD in biochemistry and molecular biology. They offered me that. It wasn't potatoes. I tried to work with potatoes. They couldn't find potatoes. So I said, well, something similar, pine trees. Well, they're not exactly the same, but there's a lot of pine trees in Georgia. And this guy needed somebody to work in pine trees. So, yeah, I get you pay, I work. And I went to work in pine trees, hated it. Yeah, those pine trees are terrible. And I said, no, I'd rather work with people. And I did my PhD dissertation on human biochemistry. What am I telling you this? What I'm saying is that sometimes you want things, you always have to have plan B and plan C. And if the Lord gives you plan B, you go with it. With all your heart, like it says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with might. Apply yourself, and you'll be good at it. It might not be your first choice. That's just the way how life works. Then I went to teach at Pensacola Christian, and they put me to teach and do counseling and teach all the classes in science. And I thought maybe I can get better as a teacher. Maybe I should go and get an education degree. And I went to University of West Florida and got a doctorate in education. At night, you know, I'll go home and instead of watching television, I like to read books. My wife is like, what are you doing? I don't like to watch that much TV. And I got it because I wanted to be a better teacher. The Lord gave me that chance. I took it. So work hard. Whatever the Lord gives you, guys, opportunities that you may have, get in, work hard. It works all the time. Some people are geniuses. I've met a few of them. Most of us, we just have to work and work and work. Number two, the Bible says also that you should have fun. You should enjoy life. If you read the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, remember now thy creator in the days of your youth. Just have fun. You're young guys. You know, sometimes we older people, and I'm getting old. Mr. List, I was asking you, how long have you been here? 13 years. He was in my class. More than 13 years ago. Did I pass you? I think I did, right? Yeah. He passed. He was a good one. 13 years. Where did they go? That's just the way it goes. I went to Peru. I take mission trips. I went to my old high school. And this little kid comes and he said, when did you graduate? 1974. And he's like, wow. Then a bunch of kids came. And like, you are the guy from 1974? Yeah. You know, time goes on. Work hard, have fun, enjoy life. And one of the secrets, and these guys that have been at PCC, they will tell you, one of the secrets is to balance your life. Yes, study. Yes, have fun. Go to mission trips. No other countries, no other cultures. But the Bible says, remember thy creator. Don't forget that, okay? When you're having fun, you will have all kinds of opportunities. Good and bad. And whenever you're going to do something that is not good, remember thy creator. One thing that we always talk in church is the story of Joseph. You know the story of Joseph and the wife of Potiphar. And if you read the story, how the woman came unto him and he rejected her, he didn't say, you know what, this is not right, you know, your husband is going to get us, or people are going to know. He said, I cannot sin against God first and your husband second. Okay, so he rejected the temptation, not because it wasn't convenient or there was not enough privacy or, you know, your husband is paying me, I don't want to lose my job. His first concern was that he was going to offend God. So that's what you have to remember. When you work hard, when you have fun, when you enjoy life, remember that there is a God. Doesn't mean you have to be super religious or superstitious, no. Just know that there is a God that's watching you. And before you do anything, you know, you say, well, God is watching me. I want to be honest. I want to have a clean life. Why? because God deserves that. Not because the church wants or pastor is watching you or the rules. Those things are important. Those are safeguards that the Lord is placing in our lives. But that's the reason is God. So three things. Remember, it's very simple. Three graduates, three things. Okay? Work hard. Have lots of fun. Don't have fun. Try out. Now, some people at PCC, when they graduate, they go and jump off the airplane with the parachute, $150, and they give you a T-shirt. By the way, the airplane is not on flames. It's a perfectly good working airplane, but they just jump because they want to feel it. I say, okay, well, that's the way how you do it. That's fine. Okay? Have fun. Enjoy life. You're young. But remember, there is a God. For sure there is. And he's watching you. Okay? Just remember that. And you will see how your life changes. It's not religion. It's not customs. It's not your family. It's not your church. That's when life and faith becomes real to you. Sometimes we ride on our parents' faith for a long time. Now we need to walk on your own. You need to walk on your own feet and make that personal. And that's all I'm going to tell you today. Work hard. Have a lot of fun. And remember, there is a God that's watching you. Thank you again for your invitation. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Alvarez. And now for the moment of truth. Will the graduates please rise and move to your right?
Nathan Wesley Cattell. Hannah Elizabeth Manuel. Mirna Carolina Rosales Machado.
Okay, will the graduates please rise and face the audience? Ladies and gentlemen, the class of 2016. Have Pastor Pittman lead us in prayer.
Father, tonight, the realization of a lot of dreams, a lot of hard work. And I'm so grateful for these three young people. I pray that you would bless them in a mighty way. Father, I pray that you put your hand upon them. Lord Jesus, I would ask that you would use all that they have learned to help them to be better servants for you. I pray that you'd protect them. I pray that you'd cause them to do great and mighty things for you. Lord, I pray that one of these days, when they stand before you, they would hear the words, "Well done." And to this moment would have been a part of all their labors. Lord, I pray that you bless their parents tonight, encourage their hearts. A lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of prayers have gone into them. And I pray that you'd help the young people never to forget it. But Lord Jesus, I pray that you would see their desire for their children to have a heart for you. They're willing to pay extra, Lord, to give their kids a spiritual heart as well as a good education. I pray that you'd bless them for it. Lord, bless those that have come tonight to help celebrate this special evening. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making it all possible that we could rejoice in you tonight. In your name we pray. Amen.